Well, hello, kids. It's time for children's time. So I invite you to take a seat wherever you are in your home and let us gather together at the feet of Jesus to learn from him today. Well, how many of you like amusement parks? I can see all your hands being raised right now. Everyone loves amusement parks. Perhaps you love the exciting rides or the fun games you can play, maybe the shows. I know one of my favorite things are the beautiful snacks and wonderful treats that you can have at amusement parks. Or perhaps it's just being together, which is perhaps the most exciting thing to us right now, would be being together with our family and friends. And we look forward to doing that again as soon as possible. Well, one of the things I love about amusement parks is the feeling of roller coasters. Not the whole thing, but I love this part the most. When you're in the roller coaster, you're strapped into your seat, you know, they got that harness over you, and you're going up. You're going up, you're ascending to the top, right? And you get to the top, and there's that moment where you stop, and all of a sudden, whoosh, you know, you're flying through the loops and the turns and the circles, and you're starting to wonder to yourself, what am I doing here? And before you can even answer yourself, it's all over. You've arrived at your destination, back where you started from. Well, today's story, in many ways, is like a roller coaster. You remember that Jesus, we believe in our faith, that he was alive before the beginning of our time. We hear in the Gospel of John that he was alive in the beginning as a form of the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so he came into physical form, though, as Jesus, as a physical body. He lived his life. And then in today's gospel story, after he gets done teaching his disciples, literally, just like a roller coaster, whoosh, he's lifted up to heaven. And he's no longer in this world ever again until he comes, as we believe, again to reclaim all things. But the good news here, even though it had to be a little sad, of course, for his disciples, we don't see a lot of that text, a lot of that in the story today. But the good news is that as soon as Jesus went up to heaven, he fulfilled a promise, and he did in a complete coming back to where he began. He went back to where he came from, to be in heaven with God, our Creator. And when he did that, here's the good news for you and for me, kids. That's when he finally overcame death itself for each and every one of us. We received the forgiveness of sins through the fulfillment of that final part of the journey. Because remember, he said that he would suffer, and he suffered. He would die, and he died. He would rise again, and he rose again. And now he meant to be in heaven forever. And that was the final part of his journey. It was like a roller coaster, up and down all over the place. But he came back to where he belonged. The same thing is going to happen to us, kids. We're going to go back to where we belong, which is our souls belonging in heaven. And until that day, we're going to have roller coasters. And whew, are we on a roller coaster right now, aren't we, kids? But even though we're in loops and turns and we don't know what's around the next corner, we have a promise that Jesus will be with us always. So I want you to remember that no matter what your day looks like, no matter what you're going through, if you're on a fun roller coaster or your roller coaster is not going so well, no matter what, Jesus is going to be with you. Even though he's not here physically, he made a promise to us that he would be here in our souls and in our hearts and our minds, and he would walk beside us all the days of our life. So let's pray for that today, kids. Dear Jesus, thank you for being with us always. Help us to know that we are never alone, that we need not fear or doubt, but only trust in your promise that was fulfilled on that day. And help those especially in need, and may we share love and share out of our abundance with all who do not have enough. And may you be with us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, kids, I hope you have a great Sunday. I also hope you have a wonderful holiday weekend with your family. And I look forward, as always, to seeing you just as soon as possible. Take care now, and bless you all.